of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jet and Marilyn with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an 8-hour ramp offload period has been observed at Queensland's largest hospitals. New health data released by the state government shows consistently high wait times in the last quarter of 2023. As a former nurse, Shadow Health Minister Ross Bates empathises. Stressed patients are waiting in the back of an ambulance for hours. The LNP is attributing the Queensland health crisis to Labor's mismanagement of the sector.
In national news, Gold Coast police verify the Bondi Junction killer had a pat-down in December 2023. Acting Assistant Commissioner Roger Lowe reveals Queensland police interacted with him on several occasions. Knife wounding and intelligence occurred, but he was never arrested or charged. According to Lowe, the Queensland man was known to be mentally ill, living from his car. He was not assessed as a fixated risk, but had been monitored for 5 years. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a small chance of rain. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.